And now it's time for our first feature. Written by Claire Wade, it describes the WI's creative approach to campaigning. Our reader is Sam Elmhurst.
Political activism is often seen as radical and potentially aggressive. The term conjures up images of petitions and protests and rallies, but these are not the only ways to raise awareness of important issues. Not everybody can, or wants to, take to the streets to march, but that doesn't mean they don't care or are unwilling to get involved. Fortunately, there are alternatives and ways to use your skills and experience to demonstrate in a form that's right for you. The WI is known for its campaigning. They introduced the initial plan for Keep Britain Tidy in 1954. They passed a resolution to ban smoking in public places in 1964, and they slow-clapped Tony Blair at their national annual meeting in 2000. The WI has a voice, and it's not afraid to use it. The problem with some forms of protest is that if people feel they're being preached to or shouted at, they can shut down and stop listening. Global warming, domestic abuse, or mental health are all subjects that are often met with a cool reaction, especially when the person doesn't realise that the issues affect them or those they know. That's why the WI uses craftism to raise awareness in a subtler but no less powerful way. Craftism combines craft with activism. It's a way of voicing your opinion through the use of crafts and creativity to influence long-term change. It can be easy to dismiss it as unimportant or airy-fairy, but the WI is successfully leveraging its members' skills to create stunning works of art and start important conversations. With craftism, it doesn't matter your background or your political party or your religion. Everyone can get involved because the issues cross party lines. They affect us all. Norfolk WI members have been involved in numerous craftism projects. As part of our long-running campaign, No More Violence Against Women, we created a giant white ribbon because wearing a white ribbon demonstrates your pledge to never commit, condone, or remain silent about violence against women. Our ribbon stood 10 feet tall and was inscribed with messages of support from people across the county. Every February, WIs craft green hearts to raise awareness of climate change and show the love for the places we want to protect. This year, the hearts formed a display on the railings outside St. Peter Mancroft. For International Women's Day 2016, Erpingham with Calthorpe WI encouraged visitors to the forum to sew inspirational words onto patches to make a quilt for Leeway, a domestic abuse charity. In October, Buxton and District WI celebrated their 90th birthday by yarn bombing their village to bring the community together. This year, Swallowtail WI paid tribute to the centenary of some women in the UK getting the vote. They incorporated suffragettes and the colours green, white and violet, Give Women Votes, into their Norfolk Showcraft entry. Norwich All Saints WI, NASWI, made sensory bands and lap blankets for people with Alzheimer's and dementia, and crocheted red triangles to raise awareness of female genital mutilation. They also help run Craftanoons at the Millennium Library on the first Saturday of every month. These sessions are free to attend, open to everyone, and help to alleviate loneliness, which was last year's WI resolution. If people can wear a brooch or make a creative display, paint a rock, hang a piece of bunting, Then they are able to let people know how they feel and what they want to say without having to confront folk with words and printed messages, said Kathy Riviere from NASWI. While the finished project is important, the act of creation is almost more important, really. It brings people together and it gets them talking about the issue while enjoying a relaxing activity. It's easier to talk about the hard things while your hands are busy and there's tea and there's cake nearby. So if this is the new face of political activism, then sign me up.